radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Is on.
Welcome, welcome everyone to the program. It's Rick Adams Uncensored here on republicbroadcasting.org. Well, we survived another week, didn't we? We managed to get through it, and here it is, the 14th of October, just about the middle of the month, and Saturday the 14th. Wasn't that a horror movie? Follow-up of Friday the 13th. Well, anyway, we're here today for the 2 hours, as usual, waiting for an update, a surprise call from somebody who had his whole YouTube channel shut down, talking a lot about Las Vegas and other hoaxes, the Charlottesville hoax and others as well. We're waiting to hear from him, and he should be calling in just a moment. And if not, you can give him a call there, Ken. So in the meantime, I would like to bring up something that's very important, as always, from the scriptures. That is where we start, and that is the most important part to start at. Why? Well, listen to this now. Listen to this verse from Daniel chapter 11. And I think it's very important because Daniel was one of the major prophets in biblical history and in prophecy. 11:21, and Daniel is foreseeing in his estate shall stand up a vile person to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in, how? Peaceably, and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. Those are the words, flatteries. Now that is Daniel chapter 11. Now, let's juxtapose that scripture with the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. For when they shall say peace and safety, and that's peace and prosperity, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape the wrath of God to come. Well, you know, it's interesting that Mr. Trump gave his delivery yesterday, his so-called decertification of the so-called Iran nuclear deal. And at the very end of it, I was waiting for this to appear. I was waiting for Pumpkin Face to say it. And sure enough, he said, God bless you all. God bless America. And then he said those two magic words. He said, peace and prosperity. He said, may we usher in and see a world of peace and prosperity. And isn't that what I just read to you about Satan's appearance in the book of 1 Thessalonians, in the book of Daniel, the prophet, saying he will come in to make peace, a fake peace, and a fake prosperity with more fiat, more fake currency. But he's going to fill a lot of people's bank accounts and take them by storm. That's Satan. And wouldn't you know, Mr. Trump said that's the kind of world that he would like to see, that kind of peace and prosperity. Don't be fooled. Don't think that Mr. Trump is talking real peace or real prosperity. No, he ain't. He is a part of the deep state matrix as far as Rick Adams is concerned. Absolutely no difference, except he is the zag instead of the zig. And he serves his useful purpose, doesn't he? Sure does. Well, we'll talk about that later when Art comes on the program in the second hour. But today, as I just mentioned to you, we have a man who all of you know, one of our favorite researchers, medical doctor, also someone who has brought forth so much wisdom and knowledge about mankind, God, relationship to nature. And he, as you know, has his own website, nodisinfo.com. Also has been in the past a great YouTube poster. And he is, none other than Dr. Kasim Khalil, who apparently just met with Ms. Fortune on YouTube. Hello, Dr. K. Come on up.
How you doing? Great to be back with you and the team. Yeah, great. That's great. Yeah.
Nice to have you back. You've been gone a long time, and you've been busy, I know, in other countries, and it's always wonderful to hear your voice. I think it's just wonderful to have you back because you have done and you are doing yeoman work now in this field of research and this field of exposing the evil figures that are literally deceiving this whole world, as I just said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, what was interesting was apparently this, 559 or 58 or whatever, this was a fairly big Hollywood-style production, so they were really keen on this somehow. They thought that this was important. So systematically, YouTubers were taken down. I've done some pretty good forensic work, over many years since we talked.
Now we're talking about Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, you're talking about Las Vegas because the forensic work that was done, including the identification of dummies in caskets and wax dummies, and then this Charlottesville, Virginia fake recently, the fake riots and. So there was some very good forensic material on YouTube on the No Disinfo channel. It all got obliterated by Google. Mm-hmm. And that happened to a number of people who've done good investigative work. But that all that obliteration occurred, and there must have been 100 videos or 80, whatever, prior to the Las Vegas hoax, you see, just prior. So, and I was indisposed in projects, so I didn't even know until somebody said your YouTube videos are non-existent.
Now you didn't even have some backups of them either, did you?
A lot of them I didn't have backups. I've dumped in the trash. You put them up on YouTube. Some of them I do have some backups, but it's unfortunate in some respects because it was forensic work, and that's deliberate hard work, and of course. But this is a sign of the times. These demonic ones, these wicked entities, can't stand the exposure. They can't stand what the scriptures have exposed them to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And our job is, at least at the minimum, to do what the scriptures have taught and expose these criminal elements.
That's right. Right.
So
exposing the unfruitful works of darkness. And, the thing is, you set up a red flag there with your posts. We know that YouTube, Google has their agents, their Patriots program, so to speak, monitors that go up and down all the time, not to mention their logarithms and all sorts of mechanisms for mining of data and keywords and logarithms and so forth. And when they spot something like that, they see your popularity and your numbers, they have to interject themselves and say, we're going to just take it down because it violates our policies, our good taste policies.
Right.
Of all
so
things.
There are two
and
things.
I
can guarantee you the people that I know that used to advertise with Google, including companies, Google is going to be prohibited from any of their monies. And also the Amazon is another criminal element as far as I'm concerned. So,
absolutely.
So, I think it's time that we stand up a little bit stronger. It's not all about the money. It's not all about how many pennies you can save. If there's a syndicate that's doing bad things to the people and is a hostile element, we should be banning and boycotting those entities, including Google. We should have it doesn't do any good to spend all that money on clicks. You're not going to you'd be better off getting free publicity, have a blogger that likes you talk about your product, but don't be spending money on Google. It's a waste.
Publicity is free. You're right. You don't have to spend a dime. And quite frankly, if you do, you're feeding the beast, and then they turn against you. That's what the beast does.
Yeah.
Turns against you.
Yeah, so, but even so, fortunately, there's a little bit of freedom of speech, which, the blog was used to expose this Las Vegas thing. And I have a simple question. Where's the gunshot wound? Where's the bullet hole? Where's the entrance and exit hole? Where, in anybody, where's a bullet that lodged into wood, or where's bullet damage to concrete, or where, you know, firing thousands of rounds, which no one person can do anyway, even a hero in combat, you got to have some kind of impact damage. You can't be going around in the hospital 3 days later talking on all kind of microphones. Hey, how you doing? Oh, not too bad. I got shot, went through my forehead and out the side of my ear. Oh, I went through my arm and then my deltoid and went to my chest. You know, I started bleeding and everything.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to talk. You're not going to do an interview with a microphone. You're not going to be in the mood. You're going to have serous fluid and blood-stained dressings. You're not going to sit there all pretty in a hospital bed with not even a drop of fake blood on you.
I know. I've seen the interviews. I've seen the actors and the performers. And as I've said to you, I've said to others on this program, nobody can tell me with complete assurance or any evidence that I have seen thus far of anything happening the way it has been described in the media. You have to prove it. And I ask people, do you know what really happened out there? And invariably, when I push them and I press the button, I said, do you know for sure what really happened? They have to say, no, we don't know. We have people on the scene doing the same.
And on top of that, you got all these people walking around with beers, and you know, not only just cans of beers, but glasses of beer, and they're there's all this background, Hollywood style speaker, loudspeaker, and you some people are ducking, some people are running one way, some the other way, some people are being told to duck, there are arms waving, get down. Those are not cops. Those are directors. Come on, now get down. Make it look real. There are some who refuse to get down. There are some who are laughing, smiling, giggling, smirking, mocking. I'm sorry, but it's not going to happen. People are too frightened of their own shadows. If somebody starts firing a high-powered weapon, they're going to be all doing the same thing, running for their lives. This is nonsense.
Well, not only that. You know, I mean, just in what we have seen about the different incongruities and the inconsistencies and the stories that we've heard about Paddock, and we've heard about his so-called girlfriend and his brother and his father and mother and sister and neighbors, none of it, to me, at least from what I have seen, and I've seen enough of it, adds up. None of it seems to add up. Today, to this day, the chief of police, De Lombardo, says that he is still trying to find a motive, and he's still not sure exactly what happened in those alleged hotel rooms, because, as you know, the timeline has been changed now at least once or twice with regard to that hallway meeting of him. So
yeah,
we have some inconsistencies that do not make sense. They have all the footage. They have all the camera footage, and we have not seen any of the footage that they are privy to. Of anything except actors. We've seen fake, as you said, fake testimonies, fake witnesses, obvious fakes, very poor acting. And I have a question for you, Dr. K, because this is a question that I think so many others have. And that question involves, where are these schools? If we could find out these schools, these orientation sessions, where professional actors, professional, if you want to call them that, professional mourners, professional so-called victim survivors are schooled. Now, that's a question that I would love to, we'd all love to have the answer
to.
There
are these crisis actor entities that people sign up for, and they're under contractual relationship.
But where are the classes? Where are they taught how to try to act?
I don't know where they're taught. And none of these crisis actors, even though we've had tens of millions or millions of them sign up in the United States alone, we've never had a crisis actor come to us and say, hey, you guys are right. You know, I did sign a contract, and this is how much I've been paid. And we've been forced to piece it together, if you will. But one thing you can state categorically is they're not very good actors. They don't even do Hollywood style. Hollywood can be somewhat believable, you know, entrancing. So these are amateur actors.
Well, they're like experts on a set. Well, that's what they sound like, extras. And I've seen a few of them, so much so that right off the bat, I had to just turn away and smirk.
No, it's revolting. Revolting is the actual term for this. Another term that makes sense is sophomoric, inane, supercilious, perverse to a degree. But there's quite a lot of money that's being exchanged, so it's not as simplistic as one might think, $100 a person. There could be some big money. I mean, look at old Zionist Mo Paddock. He was given, they admit that he was given $100K, most likely a quarter of a million. He obviously is feeding his family in Philippines or his girlfriend. And maybe he had a gambling debt, right? So Adelson or somebody said, hey, got an idea, would you be willing to do this? He has no military experience, so it wasn't that he was an ex-military that was on contract as a spy. But you did have a lot of spies in this operation, by the way. There were a lot of ex-military. They leveraged people from Britain, perhaps from Europe, certainly from the United States. A lot of active military, ex-military people on the espionage payroll. And, of course, what a better place than Nevada, right? Area 51 or wherever. So, you know, there's all kind of stuff there. A lot of military bases. So, perfect place to pull off a scam and a hoax. There are people who call it a false flag. It can't be a false flag because nobody died. Now, I know it's being bold to say that, but Paddock didn't die. We analyzed that. You know, it's sort of shocking. They put that up right away, and there's this guy that's kind of pale-colored. And then there's this pool of red material around his head. But any kind of forensic analysis shows that he could not have put a bullet through his head. He could not have put a bullet into his mouth. He had no deformation of his skull. He had no deformation of his skin or soft tissue. You can't. And there's also the char. When you shoot yourself at that close range, you're going to get the black gunpowder char, you know, that you get. There wasn't any. There was no exit wound.
No. And there were no entrance wounds on the so-called victims that listed by the media, particularly, and by the Las Vegas Police Department. I didn't see a one. And I know there may have been some who were dressed up as such, but I didn't see a one that showed evidence of any kind of fracturing, any kind of body parts splintered anywhere, or some major catatonic state of being. None of that was in evidence to me. Now, and as I said, I'm not judging all the facts because I don't know and nobody does. But what we have seen is evidence that there was acting, that there was a drill, that there was a performance. And certainly they had the reason to do it. An outside event, a country Christian music event, drawing all sorts of people from all over the country and world. And this would provide an ideal setting for some mad gunman, you know, to come out of the woodwork. And then what would be the result, Dr. K? Well, we need to do some more gun control. We've got to make guns persona non grata and just completely repeal. We're even hearing about repealing the Second Amendment or replacing it openly now.
Yeah, no, this is the Jews. They're relentless. Obviously, best place for is Jewland, Las Vegas. So you get their money, which they have the extra billions to spend on this. You get Jew directors. You don't see them. You can maybe see some of them. You get Jewish crisis actors, and you get the Goyim to join in for a few bucks. So they did it to Australia. They did it to England. That's been the objective since Sandy Hook and before. But
very interesting now the way these lone gunmen keep popping up with no motive apparent. And we also see from we know it started really in America big time with the hoaxes of Sandy Hoax, and then we had the Boston Marathon bombing drill. In each case, you have the extremist, Islamists and so forth. In the other case, you had another lone gunman, another crackpot, someone who was, deranged and insane. So now you have the American homegrown patriot. You have every single possible suspect of Hunter. We're still looking. All right, we'll come back and we'll take calls with Dr. K. Stay tuned.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
And we're back now. We will go to the phones momentarily. Dr. K with us. I just wanted to establish it firmly, Dr. K, for people now tuning in. What were the reasons that the YouTubers gave you for completely shutting you down, your access channel?
Our community member team has reviewed your blah, blah, and it violated our code or what nonsense. It's the same old cockamamie claim.
Well, yeah, they really can't be specific, I guess, in your case. Did they? No.
No, nothing specific. Nothing, no. No, one of the big ones they went after was our exposure of that Charlottesville scam.
And they were saying what? It was too graphic or
no, nonsense? Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
No.
Okay.
Zero.
Because if you read their reasons that they give for their rules, you know, that their Heroes program follows, and these heroes, I guess you could volunteer to be one and maybe get paid a nice little sum and go on YouTube, go on Google sites and other sites and see what it is that offends you. They're doing it with Twitter, of course, now. They're doing it with, have been doing it with Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook. So we the connection here, huh? We see that they're using excuses. Don't even make any sense. One of them is on YouTube, we do not allow any kind of gratuitous sex or any kind of nudity, and it's all over YouTube in all of their Hollywood movies. That's one of the most blatant examples of total falsification right there.
Yeah,
so and I just
correct.
Wanted to establish that fact.
Yeah, and I'm finding some... Go ahead.
You are off YouTube totally. Is that right?
I'm off.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm off. And I really don't know what else to do. I just write the blog, but I'm also finding some evidence of digital manipulation where a head was installed into a frame in order to make it look like that dead person was part of a family or a photo, as we saw before. And you really don't need to do that if somebody really did die, and you know, you're not going to use Photoshop to alter the imagery. Mm-hmm. So it's that kind of thing that you're dealing with, very much primitive, crude effort to make this realistic. There was even some young guy, another mole, in the hospital bed. Well, after I crawled over the fence, you know, with my wound through my chest and stuff, some guy called an Uber for me. I got into an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
Well, you're having, all the miracles, aren't you? All the miraculous stories now, all of the great heroes, all of the, the lifesavers, the first responders, you know, the usual stories that you would hear in a good Hollywood plot. And this is, again, right out of the handbook of Hollywood.
Yeah.
At the end of it all, though, is somebody saying we need gun control. Now, some of them are playing cutesy. Some of them are saying, no, we don't. You know, they're playing the Robbie Parker role and Sandy Hoax. But for the most part, immediately you notice that Feinstein and Schumer and Levin and Greenstein and so forth and Leibowitz and the whole cast of them.
What about
come out
Israel? Don't they need some little bit of gun control there?
Well, based on what I'm reading now, yes, I'm reading some horrible things they're doing in the old city of Jerusalem. We'll get into that.
Oh, yeah, no, this is all a great grand distraction so that the Jew can continue to criminally usurp every little piece of property and wealth and whatever they can steal.
Yes, that's exactly what they're doing, stealing land illegally. They're just transgressing all agreements that they have supposedly observed and international law, and they can do it with impunity, as you've said so often.
With impunity.
Isn't that funny? We have not seen yet any Jewish delicatessen owner who may have been shot in this Las Vegas incident, but something like that may be forthcoming. One of the, one of the caterers.
I didn't see any of that forlorn.
I don't harbor any doubt that sooner or later we will see something.
But the Goy did a good job anyway. You know, they took the tear stick into the corner of the eye on occasion. They got in there and for a few bucks, laying around in a hospital bed for a few hours and lying and conniving onto the television, and sure, what the hey? Why do you need to? You take a rich Jewish kid.
Hey, Mark Zuckerberg found that out. He found that a long time ago as a college kid, huh? All right, we'll come back, and we're going to take your calls. We'll talk to all of you now. Join us quickly, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams and Dr. K.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, on Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams on Censored. Dr. K is with me. I want to take your calls at 800-313-9443. You might even have some personal stories of your own YouTube channel being shut down, being cited, being warned, being punished with some punitive measures or what have you. But these are the issues that will do it. Let's go to Las Vegas right now and see what Chris has to say in Las Vegas. Chris, you're up on the program.
Why, good morning to you, Dr. K, and of course you, Mr. Rick Adams.
Hey, how you doing?
Very, very well. Curiously, and perhaps not coincidentally, considering divine intervention, Yours truly was actually on the Las Vegas Strip in the center between Las Vegas Boulevard, between Russell Road and Tropicana Boulevard, where the Mandalay Bay is located. But I was at the Las Vegas Welcome To sign last Sunday afternoon, April the 2nd, I can't even remember the day of the month it was, but it was the anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution, 1917, 100 years ago.
Wow.
I don't think that coincidence whatsoever.
No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be. Yeah. Well, did you see any signs like the kind that they had at Sandy Hook, which is stop here and sign in?
Well, I wasn't actually at the Route 91 Fall Festival event site, although it was across from there. generally speaking, but there was a international film crew with an Oriental female being the talent that was filming in the direction of the Mandalay Bay with some pretty high-tech equipment that day, I did observe.
Oh, you did. That's good.
I did awaken that next morning and discover they'd had that big event. I wasn't at the event, thank goodness, for my safety and welfare and survival. But I did start being immediately suspect to a number of things that revealed themselves as very troubling circumstances since then, such as the fact that Sheldon Adelson, who owns the Sands and has some interest in the MGM, which has an interest in the Mandalay Bay, and Mr. Marin, who is the CEO at Mandalay Bay, had sold quite a bit of stock in August, about 1.35 or so million shares, and cut themselves a rather fat hog of profits by doing so. Mr. Michael Chertoff, in association with Sheldon Adelson, had also sold some backscatter radar devices and metal detectors to the Mandalay Bay that had been installed in the months preceding this so-called unfortunate event.
Oh, they sold some backscatters because those are a dime a dozen now. He can't get rid of them fast enough.
Well, they are dangerous, that's a fact.
No, we knew that Adelson had some soft money involved in this, but I didn't think about Mr. Marin. He's certainly culpable, I would think.
Mr. Wynn, Steve Wynn as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about the sheriff, Joseph B. Lombardo, who in his run for sheriff campaign proudly announced that he was a graduate of the FBI Quantico Crisis Actor Event Production Division.
Yeah.
And he also was espousing that he was FEMA, Department of Homeland Security, Fusion Center trained individuals. So he is extolling of his virtues, not to mention he had also been the psych commander for the Bundy Mesquite Bunkerville production event, where coincidentally, Judd Miller and Amanda Miller had produced a video, and they had acquired a shirt from Gordon Martinez, who was also the main competition running against Joseph P. Lombardo, who was a Gold Shield and really respected investigator of homicide here in the Las Vegas area. Before Gordon Martinez had received his shirts, Jared Miller had produced a video before he was ejected from the Patriot camp at the Bundy Ranch for not being a true
conservative.
Boy,
that was a psyops, boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was actually an Occupy guy from George Soros' Move On and Occupy operations, the Tides Foundation-funded operator, who had infiltrated it and was ejected from that camp, but not before he produced that video in the sort of the Dark Knight fashion, the same way Clemens and Klebold did, and the Aurora shooter in Colorado, the Dark Knight there. That was Jimmy Neutron Holmes, son of Robert Holmes, who was the inventor, the chief science officer on the LIMOR and other algorithmic programs to fix the LIMOR market and the other commodity futures trading programs of metals markets and other things, including the Corbon tax scheme they've got of charging everybody for breathing on the planet. So there's a myriad of things there. And, of course, as you observed earlier, Lombardo's story and the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department conflicting with their own online tapes from their dispatch seem to contravent the facts that they're putting out in the lamestream media as opposed to the true nature of what took place, that there were multiple shooters in multiple different hotels around the place. And, of course, Mike Adams, the health ranger, his video of doing the acoustic analysis of the same things I observed the very next morning, that there were more than one type of weapon being fired from the locations.
Let me just add multiple blank shooting.
Yeah.
Well,
multiple shooting of blanks.
Well, I can neither confirm nor deny that for a fact, but it does appear there were some people that were actually injured, and there were some bullet impressions or holes in the fuel tanks that were directly behind the Route 21 location.
Where are the people who were actually injured by bullet fire? Where are they?
Well, I can't confirm or deny that, but I can confirm that no one has ever pronounced that they actually saw Mr. Paddock fire a shot whatsoever. They
That's pretty evident. But I mean, do you or anybody you know where you are in Las Vegas, Chris, have any kind of video evidence, unfettered evidence, to the effect that anybody was seriously injured, wounded at all, any kind of wounds that
any kind of wound.
Consistent
any kind of wound except
gunfire.
A sprained ankle running, away from nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I say it's a sprain from gunfire.
I did speak directly with a man who has married a woman who works at Sunrise Hospital, who alleges that they did treat people who were shot. And so these demoniacs, these psychopaths, have no compunction or repulsion to actually killing people. So
well,
I
know that.
But it's a lot easier to run a movie. It's a lot easier to run a movie set than to deal with the complications of shooting dead a common average individual. There are complications.
Well, if you kill some people with collateral damage, that does lead plausible deniability to the fact that there was some actual shooting that occurred. And if they killed a few people, whether they were first responders, law enforcement officials, firemen, or medical personnel that were there, then that just
you have to have evidence. You have to have evidence of a fatality. You have to have a corpse.
You have to have
a bullet hole. You have to have blood. You have
That's
to have five
That's why I think we have to say, unless we can physically see it ourselves, we can see it, then we cannot confirm or deny it. You know, we had that with the Umpqua College alleged shooting, the campus shooting in Oregon. You remember a couple of years
ago.
We've
got lots of GOMI funds. That much can be
evidence. Wait a minute. Hold on. I mean, I just wanted to say that in that incident, the Umpqua College, you remember that, Dr. K, there were people who were calling my show. I have their emails, and they swore up and down it was real, and then I was off base, and I said, well, give me the evidence, and all they did was give me a newspaper story. And then they gave me some other picture. I said, that's not evidence. I want to see firsthand hard evidence of a real shoot and of people actually being in the hospital with serious wounds. I want to see, and I know it may be sounding like an invasion of privacy, but until I see some evidence, I cannot believe anything anymore.
No.
That's the
Here's some real evidence. The so-called hero, the security guard that was shot through the door by somebody, they don't know who shot him through the door because they had video cameras on the service cart that was left there, the food service cart in the hallway that they had put on there particularly. But Jesus Campos, or Composed, if the case may be, appears that he was an illegal alien, not here lawfully in the country, not under a licensed security company, but he was hired directly by the CEO of the Mandalay Bay himself as an asset some weeks preceding. Not only that, Mr. Campos, the alleged hero, appeared to stand up Fox News and did not appear on Fox News as they had scheduled and probably paid him to do so, and they are questioning his authenticity. Also, the so-called security guard, the maintenance worker, I don't remember his name, who claims he was down at the end whenever he was helping, trying to get to Jesus Campos. He looks like he's out of Central Casting or Crowds on Demand out of Los Angeles, Central Casting Department, of the crisis actors like Noah Posner and others who have repeated periodically throughout these different scenarios of false flags that they've put in their FEMA drills that were scheduled 4 days prior, not to mention the actual date that Mr. Paddock supposedly checked in was the 25th, not the 27th as was originally reported.
Okay. Well, at least you've given us something to think about here, being on the scene, and basically what you have done is confirm the positioning of actors and crisis people in these particular places that we have seen the evidence of on all of the interviews that have been conducted. How many have not been conducted, by others who say something that's contrary. You see, that's the point.
This is really critical. The FBI agent that he's standing to Sheriff Lombardo's left, our video right as we look at the screen, is a really interesting individual himself. He's the former director of special intelligence for the FBI that recently transmitted here to Las Vegas, particularly. His name is Ann Rouse. He's married to Megan Rouse, who is the daughter of John Podesta.
John and Anthony Podesta, huh? Wow.
Yes. That's related to Marijuana Obama bits and the spirit cooking with urine, semen, defecation, and urination, and seminal ejections, and their spirit cooking thing with Hillary Clinton and James Elefantis at the pizza cooking place that had the basement where they're doing the child pedophilic transmissions and acts and deviations and practices and perhaps murdering children and eating them.
Listen,
and
the next body thing. The next thing you'll tell me is that Harvey Weinstein was cited on the spot now.
Well, curiously, in a post-production event that was going here in Las Vegas, Mr. Weinstein was given some homage, and apparently he was a fairly strong supporter and contributor of the Middle Eastern influences from the Bandar Bush, Saudi Arabia, that had an influence in the Mandalay Bay in particular, and maybe some associations and investment in the MGM Grand.
Unbelievable, the tribe, huh? What the concentration of power, now it's beginning to unravel. All right, Chris, thanks for your updates. I appreciate it very much, and we certainly take it to heart.
I always good to hear Dr. K, too, and I always appreciate his commentary and, of course, your wise observations, Rick. God bless America. And keep your eye on the ball.
We will. Okay. Thank you, Chris, for your great analysis as well. Dr. K, let's go to Ken in Fort Worth. I believe, is that you, Ken, in Fort Worth?
Yeah. Hey, your stuff don't come up to community standard. You know that.
No, I know that. That's why more and more of us are being short shrifted and, I guess, ousted from the forums as well.
First they said that this Paddock, he stayed at the hotel with 5 days, and it was 7 days, and they lost their documents and stuff. Well, I had a motel. When you come in a motel, you have to sign the statement, and then I had to figure out your federal tax. So if they've lost this, it looks like a conspiracy between the manager, the desk clerk, and the bookkeeper. Where'd the paperwork go?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's one of many.
How much tax are they going to pay for this guy?
Yeah, he got paid plenty. But, I mean, the main thing that you have with this Paddock character is that he took a big bribe and that he faked his death, that they manipulated the photo to make him look pale. He still has muscle tone in his sternocleidomastoid. The blood is fake because it's just tempera paint. There's not 5 liters of paint blood coming out of his head. There's no deformation. So he's a big player in this, and somehow he needed the money or he was compromised. And, then you've got the facts you're bringing up.
This whole thing looks like an attack on the freedom of assembly.
Well, it's that.
That's why it makes any sense.
Yeah, it's an attack on the American individualism, and the right for self-defense, the right for assembly, the right for speaking out, the right for anything you can think of.
No constitutional conventions being held, and they're mad. They don't know what to do, so they did this. That's what they did.
Yep. You know, and also I think you have to add more elements to this. It's leading up to something, a real attack at some point where they can blame outsiders and insiders, patriots as well as others overseas. And I think they want to create a very strong element of hate and fear, dependence on the police state apparatus. And what we saw leading up to World War II, the same kind of bigotry and the same kind of hate propaganda in motion pictures in Hollywood. And across the whole political landscape, you know, there are only a few people calling attention to it, and they weren't prominent in the media because they were sidelined, essentially. So what we do have here is an example of that same kind of psychosis, that fear peddling, that loathing.
Fear peddling.
Will. Yeah, it's essentially a police day.
Yeah. Rick, can I ask you a question?
Yes, of course you may.
You said you had a cable access show. Where was that?
Well, we do it in our state where it's a local show. But
where at that?
In Rhode Island.
Oh, you do it in Rhode Island?
Yes, but it's posted. Most of the shows have been and are being posted on the YouTube channel, however long that may last. Yeah.
I have one in Fort Worth, too, yeah.
So thanks for your call, my friend. All right, that's our friend, you may join in now. There's a line available for you at 800-313-9443. Let us know what you think.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're back now, and Dr. K and Rick Adams here. Let us see if we can squeeze in Barb in Florida. Hello, Barb.
Hi, gentlemen. Yeah, hi, gentlemen. Hi, Dr.
Hi, Mrs. Barb. How are you doing?
great to hear from you. Here in Florida, they passed a couple of laws, you know, like one of them against the boycott, divest, sanction, BDS.
Yeah.
And then this last year, last spring, they passed a resolution wanting the UN to rescind the resolution they passed against Israel for continuing to take the Palestinian land and build settlements and so forth.
Yeah.
So what I'm calling about is Thursday in the Palm Beach Post, the ACLU sues over law on Israel boycotts. The ACLU has filed a federal lawsuit challenging a Kansas law prohibiting state contractors from participating in boycotts against Israel. And it was the ACLU filed the lawsuit Wednesday for Wichita public school curriculum coach Esther Koontz, K-O-O-N-T-Z, was denied a state teacher training contract because she wouldn't sign a statement saying she wasn't boycotting Israel. The lawsuit says, yeah, Koontz is boycotting Israeli products because of Israel's treatment of Palestinians and that the Kansas law violates her free speech rights. Isn't that terrific?
Well, the AP, I didn't see it anywhere in the antiquated press in my papers, so I find that interesting. That's a major
Palestinians are under such siege right now, and nobody knows what's happening to them and what kind of abuse, because it's all distractions center. Everything's being shoved in this direction.
Well, that's
of these
because
fake shootings
threatening to blow up the world. Yes, that's Bob. That's very good. What else do you have for us now?
Yeah, this was from the Associated Press.
Yes, and, see, I didn't see it up in my. Now the editors here will censor a lot of that. They will not obviously cover everything that comes down the wire, but a lot of it
is just
eliminated. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And on the federal level, of course, we have the S-720. Anybody criticizing Israel is in big trouble, opposing the BDS. Anyone in favor of the BDS movement. And they have half the Senate signed it and a lot of co-sponsors in the House. This is unbelievable. You know, this is a foreign country. And we're being punished if we don't, support them.
I thought they said they were the champions of free speech and economic diversity. Isn't that what they've always said, that we should put our dollars and our money where our mouth is?
Well, like Al Gore said, what's up should be down, and what's down should be up. And it's been way ever since.
I guess. What are your thoughts now on the Mandalay Bay so-called massacre in Las Vegas? What do you think about the whole thing, Mark?
The picture I saw looked like a lot of crisis actors, especially with those sheriff's deputies hanging around that car. It just didn't look real.
There you go.
All right. Thank you. You're a very sharp, observant lady. Thank you, Barb. Well, we're almost to the end of this hour, and Dr. K, you can hang around a couple of minutes if you want until Art arrives, all righty? Well, we'll finish up here, folks.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. Hour number two.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.